Good morning. This is Paul Bogish, and you've entered into the world of another episode of Turkey Crossing the Podcast. Today, I'm not riding my bike while recording. I'm actually just walking. I busted a spoke on my bike, and it is the last day of school. So I had to drive in today so I can take home all my stuff, and but to still to try to stay active, I got to school early, and I'm now walking around the school, and our high school is directly across from our middle school, so a nice loop. You can go around the high school, and actually there's an elementary school on the other side of that, so I guess kids can spend a lot of their life in this one tiny little area of our town. But anyway, this podcast is the last in a trilogy, I guess you can say. A trilogy I didn't see coming after the first one. And as I started off the first two, a week or so ago, I was listening to Kevin Honeycutt's Driving Questions. And sorry to repeat this if you heard the last two, but I was listening to Driving Questions, Kevin Honeycutt. He presented four questions and asked people to send in audio files, and he would put them all together. The question that I responded to was, name one thing you would change about schools. Then I got to thinking, what would the kids say? And so the last podcast, the first one was my answer. The second podcast in the trilogy. Hey, I wonder if this actually makes me a first podcaster to have a trilogy. I don't know. I'll have to investigate that. I'm the first biking podcaster with a trilogy. Hey, that's got to go down in the record book. But I once again go off on a tangent. So the first one was my answer. The second one were answers from the kids. Microphones were sent up to the cafeteria, and the kids responded with what's one thing they would change. And, you know, I thought on this last day of school, let me see if I can actually get people to say one thing they would keep. You know, a lot of times the podcast and all of our educational conversation revolves around changing. What's one thing we'd keep? The number one thing that you would not change, that you would keep exactly the same. If you were able to build a new school, if you were able to start from scratch and recreate this institution all over again, what's the number one thing that you would keep exactly the same? And that is the question that the kids will pose to one another. And I'm actually recording this today before the kids go out and make their recordings. Being the last day of school, I don't have any classes left. And I think we basically have our little pizza party going, and I think we're out in the fields for an hour or so, and then that's it, just a half a day. So I leave you once again with the words of my students. And the question is, if you would not change one thing, what's a better way of putting this here? If you could keep, I'm trying to think of a nice polished way to put it. If the original question is, what's one thing you would change about schools, I guess let's just go with simply, if there's one thing you would not change about schools, what would it be?
Okay, one thing I would keep the same would be the 8th grade outing at the end of the year for all the 8th graders. I'm that one missed because it is fun.
One thing I would keep the same is lunch, because we need food so we can think and do good in school.
One thing I would keep the same about schools is study hall, because not people are able to finish all their homework at home, so in study hall they will have time to do their homework.
What is one thing you would never change about school?
I have no idea.
niceness. Teachers and your friends and how we're all close and buddy-buddy.
I would think that I would never change that we have gym 2 to 3 times a week. I think it's good that the students get active many times. I mean, it's verb. It's what you do.
I would never change the subjects that we learn in school.
I would not change the curriculum in school classes.
If I could change one thing, if I could keep one thing the same in school, I would keep the length of it the same.
If I could keep one thing, I would keep lunch, because we need that to get us through the day, or else we'll pass out maybe.
One thing I wouldn't change about school is probably the start time and the end time, because I wouldn't want to start any earlier, and it's nice to get out kind of early in the day, so I wouldn't change that.
The one thing I would keep about school is the physical activities we do, like extracurricular activities, because outdoor track and basketball and softball, they just get kids active, and that's what's really important in children.
And there you have it. One more episode and podcast of Turkey Crossing Down. That was my last podcast of the school year. Hopefully I'll get to some over the summer. And again, if you've made it this far, please leave me a comment on the page. I'd really appreciate to hear your thoughts. And again, always looking for suggestions. And again, it's Paul Bogish at Turkey Crossing. Thanks.